is. And he is alive. We celebrate that, right? This time of the year, we just think about that. We focus on it. We worship that he is our risen Lord. Jesus is alive. He is Savior, Lord, King. And because he lives, I live. And you live. Amen? That's awesome. That is so awesome. We're really glad that SOS, School of the Spirit, is here from Stony Plain. Pastor Tim's going to bring the message, and there's going to be time for prophetic and for ministry later on. We really believe that God's got something for you. God has a word for you or just a bit of encouragement. You are not here today by accident. You're here today because God orchestrates it. God wants you to be here. And some of you are new to our church. Just want you to know you're welcome, even if you've been here for a few weeks. We need you here. We want you to be part of our family, and we want to get to know you. And that's why right now, like we normally do, we're going to stand up and shake a few hands, because if we're going to do this together for the next couple of hours, we should get to know who the people are sitting beside us and behind us. So let's stand up. Let's shake some hands. All right, why don't we find a place to sit? Now that we've all been properly welcomed, and thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. All right, let's find a place to sit. I'm just going to lead you in prayer while you find your place. So God, thank you that we can be here. We're excited to be in your house. We pray that today you will lead us by your Spirit, and that whatever happens here today is from your hand, that it is genuine, that it is honest, that it is truly from your Spirit as you lead us in worship. Thank you that you lead us in spirit and in truth. We pray that that will be the theme today, that we're led by your Holy Spirit and by the word of your truth, that those two pillars would characterize the worship that we give to you. We want to give you a sacrifice of praise. Thank you that you draw us to this place. Thank you, Lord, that you call us out of darkness and into light. And God, I know that there's some people here today who we've come broken. I've already heard of some of the hard things that are going on in some people's lives, but we're here because you bring us to this place. You want to minister to us. You want to heal our broken hearts. You want to remind us today that we can trust you, that you're always trustworthy, you are always faithful. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, because you are Lord. You're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings. You deserve all our praise. You're the one who created us. You're the one who redeemed us. We give you glory, God, in everything we do, and may what we do today bring glory to the name of Jesus as we build up the kingdom of our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. One of my favorite sharers or speakers is going to share today for a few minutes before we turn it over to Pastor Tim and the team, and that is Crystal.
when Stan said, hey, you know, I think God wants you to speak today, I always go, oh, man. And then I say, okay, God, do you want me to speak? And then he gave me something, but I didn't really like what he gave me this time. And so I'm just going to talk about my last year, and I'm going to cry. Sorry. But this is really not about me. I want this to be about God. Because he's great. And I want you to see that today. Because last summer in July, just after school is done, I teach and school is done, and that July is like, wow, great. And I went to visit my sisters and I in Wisconsin this time. We don't get together very often. And my mom and dad have died now, and so we've made a pact that, hey, we got to get together sometime, otherwise we're not going to even know who we are. And so we went to Wisconsin, and we had lots of fun together. But one thing that stuck out was my oldest sister, Twyla. She said, hey, I am memorizing scripture. I've already memorized Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and I'm just about finished with Hebrews. And I went, wow. Like, I was totally impressed. And I thought, wow. And, you know, and God put a little seed in my head, and he says, well, if my sister can do it, I should do it too. And so so anyway, I thought, well, I'll start with James. James is, that's kind of an easy book. I know a little bit about that already. So anyway, I had a nice fun time, came home, and my world kind of crumbled. And I'm not going to go really detailed into that. It just, my life kind of fell apart for a while. But I had said to God, I want to memorize James. So I started memorizing James. And I see now why he put that on my heart. Because God spoke to me through James. He still does. And all my little waves and gross little things that were happening through my life, he kept talking to me through James. So James 1, you know how it goes. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you suffer trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be complete and mature. Oh, I said, okay, God, all right, I don't really like this. And actually, if I would have been given a choice to not be in these trials, I would have gone in a flash. I didn't want to be in. I didn't want to be going through this. I just didn't want to be. But God said, well, guess what? You are, and I'm going to be with you, and it's going to be okay. Because I want to build you up, because you're not complete. You're not mature yet, and you need to be complete. So anyway, and I went through a lot of different emotions the whole summer into the fall. I had anger. What did James say? And I'm going to read these because I'm never going to remember all these. I kind of remembered. I kind of have it all memorized, but I'm going to read it. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Oh, wow, that hit me right in the face. Get rid of that anger. That's not for me. That does not bring about the righteous life that God requires. Get rid of it. Well, he wasn't done. So there are lots of people, even in this body, who I really love. I still do love them. But they hurt. They hurt me. They bit. They were like snakes. And they didn't want to forgive the whole situation. They didn't want, and they left, and they left. That was really hard on me. It still is a little hard on me. But again, God says, hey, you're reading James. Let's go to James. And he said those in James 2, verse 12. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. All right, we'll quit judging. So anyway, the summer continued, and he began to impress on me the really big importance of prayer. I need to pray. And again, James popped right up, and he says in chapter 5, is any of you in trouble? He should pray. I was in trouble. So I prayed, and you know what? God was amazing. And anyway, God continued to speak through me through this word. And there were other things that came up. In January, we had a little grandson that was born with cleft palate. And they're struggling. They're really struggling. And it was hard. And I just thought, oh, God, it just feels like there's just waves and waves. And when's it ever going to go away? And presently, we're having an issue with one of our sons. And it's been very, very hard. We've never had to deal with this before. And God keeps saying, you know what? It's going to be okay. And he reminded me this, James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man or woman who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. These are amazing and great promises. And on my life has just shown it. You know, God knew that I needed to know. I needed to know James, not just to read it. It needed to be in here. And so he is doing that. He's putting that into my heart. And that's not the only way that he's blessed me. He's blessed me with many people in this church who have come with a kind word. I have my own personal intercessor right now. Anytime I'm upset or worried or have a problem, I can just flash her a text, and she's praying. That is amazing, and I pray that everybody here could have one of those. It's really good. God knows our troubles, and you know what? I bet I'm not the only one here who's had trials in this past year. I predict that there's not a person here who has not been touched by trials. We don't want them. We'd probably rather do anything than be in trials. They're not fun. And God didn't say they were going to be fun. But there's always a purpose in it. He is maturing us. He's making us. And we always have a choice. We can say, I'm going to fix this problem. I'm going to do this. I can do this. Or we can run away from it. Or we can stuff it down into our souls and pretend it's not there. Or we can go through it. And that's really what God wants us to do. He wants us to go through it, because in that process, we get to know him. You know, I mean, I have been so blessed in this past year. I've had people hand me books, and they say, hey, you should read this. And I have been so blessed. I believe that my relationship with God is so much deeper than it was even a year ago. And I just want to praise him for that. So I want to encourage you today, all of us who have gone through trials, that it's okay. It is okay. And we as a body, we need to bless those who are going through trials, not try to fix it, not try to get in the way of what God is trying to do, but to be there for them, just to love them and keep pointing them up to heaven and keep praying for them. And so I just want to encourage you with that today. Did I talk too long, or is there time for that song? There's a song by Lauren Daigle, and it's a newer one, and it's called A Trust in Him. And I just want us to listen to that, because I think it really fits.
Letting go of every single dream. I lay each one down. Changes what you see. I've tried to what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So when all things be my life and breath, I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood. When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could.
Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, if we didn't have Jesus, where would we go? Man, we'd be all in a miry pit. Amen. 100% of you are here today because someone out there took time to pray for you. Amen. Someone took time out of his day to pray for you. We have a thing called Lift Up Red Deer. We're meeting once a month. This time it's over at Festival Hall at the Memorial Center this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I encourage you. I encourage you. Come and pray. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for the city. Pray for Central Alberta that the Spirit of God will so come and move in this city, in this community, that we'll see things and be a part of things that are just outside of this world. Amen. So greatly encourage you. The other thing I want to mention, we have a prayer retreat, a men's prayer retreat coming up April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I know it's a short notice, but would you find time just to come and pray? Set yourself, sacrifice time to come and pray. Well, I tell you, cannot do anything without prayer. Acknowledging that God, you know, we're absolutely bankrupt of our own self-endeavors. But when we call upon the one who's made the heavens and the earth, amen? I tell you, we'll see things move. Amen? So that's April 22nd, 23rd, 24th. For all you men, come and talk to me after, and we'll set it up, and we'll I'll make more announcements as we go along. Something that just came to me this morning here, my brother Byron found out an hour ago that his brother passed away. Just a young boy. So, Byron, why don't you come up here? We're just going to take some of Pastor Tim's time here. I'm just going to pray for this young man. Why don't you, sisters, brothers, just come. Let's just pray for him. He's just a new believer. And our sister talked about the trials. We've all gone through trials. And we're all going to go through some trials here. Amen. But it's by the power of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we're able to stand. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Father God, right now, we just want to pray and uplift Byron to you right now and the loss of his brother, Lord God. I thank you for the place where he's at, God, that he's at a place in his life where you've come into his heart and into his life, Lord God, and that you're making himself more real. And as our sisters shared earlier, Lord God, that you bring us through the trials and through the tribulations, through the fire and the flood. But God, you're going to bring great abundance out of it, Lord God. So I just thank you for Byron, Father God, that you just wrap your arms of love around him, Lord God, and just show him how much you love him, Lord God, and that you'll make a way for him to get back there, Lord God, to high level, Lord God, Lacrete, Lord God. So I just thank you for our brother Byron, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, that you would comfort him. And I've encouraged Byron, just cry. Just let it all out. Don't hold it in. Don't keep it. Don't push it down. But just let it all out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. We declare over you a strong tower. Yes. Your refuge is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. He understands you. He created you. Yes. Father loves you. Holy Spirit will walk you through. Lord, we just call for a strengthening about him. A strengthening, supernatural strengthening about him. To plant his feet strong and sturdy. He does not have to understand what's going on. But Father, that his eyes, he will know a strength that he can trust in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just come upon him. Touch him. Touch him more. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Byron, for coming by. Hallelujah. Amen. We're part of the family of God. Amen. So when one part hurts, we all hurt. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, man. I tell you, where would we be? Amen. So it's my privilege, my honor to Brother Tim here. Turn it over to him and see what the Holy Spirit has for each of us here today. Amen. And so as we heard last night, just receive. Just receive this morning from the Spirit of God. Amen. Pastor Tim.
Great. Thanks. Hey. I was just thinking last night, I think this is our fourth time, pastors, fourth time. Boy, you let us come back four times. That is really cool. Oh, may the grace, may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts this morning. I do not apologize for this. I just get right down in the middle of you. I don't apologize for this because, you see, we live for the presence. At any time, you can say amen and I'll be happy. I got some over there. Is there anybody over here? Amen. Thank you very much. That helps me so much. I tell you, we travel all through this province, and we're going into British Columbia and Saskatchewan this year, and we're excited about that. And I tell you, this is my eighth year at doing this as far as running a training center. Students, stand up so they can all look at you. I want you to know that they've got a good word for you today. I trust them. I know that they will. How come you sat down already? My goodness gracious. My heart's desire is to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Tell me if that's biblical. Amen. Good, because it is. I love to equip them and then sit back and just be their cheerleader. Just let them take over. And some of them would say, well, why don't you let us do that already? Because sometimes I still love to preach. But I want you to know today in this place, you see, it's your choice. It's your call. It's your decision. You got to make it. If you want more of God, you're going to get more. If you want to leave the same as you came, then just kind of sit there. Is there anybody with me here today? If you want more of God today, all you have to do is reach out to Him. Just engage with Him, and He will move on you. He will move in you. He will move around you. I did a study of that in the Greek in the New Testament, and I tell you, the Holy Spirit not only wants to come in you, but He wants to come on you. Because, you see, I need Him on me for power in Jesus' name. Come on, agree with me today. I got to have the unction to function. I got to have the power of God, because you see, it just doesn't work on my own strength and my own power. I tried it. Because you see, I got caught up in ministry. And the Holy Spirit finally got a hold of me and said, you start praying. You start getting on your face and crying out for me, to me, and asking me for the power to be able to fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. It's the only way to go, and it's not just for me. It's not just for leadership. It's for every single person in this room. God is calling us. Cry out to Him. Let the power and the presence of God come on you. Turn to somebody and say, you need the power. See, this is not just an exercise now. I'm not just going through an exercise. I'm not just trying to, you know, just make you feel happy. I tell you, you need to have this power to function. You got to have it. It doesn't matter what you're doing, where you are, or what your circumstance or your situation is. You need the anointing of God. I pray today that as you come through that fire tunnel, that you just take everything that God has for you. Just receive it all in Jesus' name. Come on. I can tell, church, that you're with me. So that makes me happy. Because some places we go to and are not quite as happy as you are. I won't go any further with that. It's a funny thing, and somebody is going to say to me, why are you ripping signs off the bathroom walls? Now I got you looking at me. Why are you ripping signs off the bathroom wall? Your pastor kind of looked at me as when I brought it up front here. Because you see, I was praying this morning and I was saying, Lord, I want to give this church a word, a good word, just a corporate word. And I'm sitting in your bathroom. Sounds bad. And the Lord said, that's it. You tell them they've got it posted. And the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, now listen again. If you haven't used the washroom, guys, or I don't know if it's in the ladies. You see, my heart burns for this. My heart burns for this. My heart wants to see this happen in churches because, you see, it's not happening. Things are breaking apart, church. They're breaking apart because we don't have it. Now listen, unity in the body of Christ is vital, key to power. Amen? Unity is the key to power. Koyamaso. Coming together in one accord. Watch out, devil. If we come together in one accord, he can't get a foothold. He can't get us in Jesus' name. Because I'll stand behind you. You stand behind me. And we go and we take the kingdom in Jesus' name. Would you agree with me? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, that's just the first sentence. The enemy seeks to destroy this unity by causing division and strife within the local church. He's at it. When Christians, I like this, I take this with me. When Christians refuse to accuse, and reject one another, when Christians refuse to accuse and reject one another, choosing instead to forgive and pray for one another. I sat there in the washroom and just go, oh, yeah. Because I was asking for a word for you guys. And this is the word that the Holy Spirit, I believe, wants you to grab a hold of. Strife is replaced by unity. And the church is free. Say freedom.
Freedom.
The church is free to operate in the power of the Spirit to overcome the enemy. Give the Lord a hand. That's it. That's it. I can go home now, Pastor. I can go home. This is it. Because that's what he's calling you to do. If you got aught against any brother or sister in Jesus' name, if you got aught you not ought to, if you got aught you not ought to, go to him. Be in one accord and unity and watch out. That's why I love the training center, because I tell you, we're one in one accord. My greatest desire in the training center is to develop a culture, an environment where we're family and we're so one. The devil hasn't got a hope in hell. I tell you, nothing can come our way because we're one. The enemy's got to get through me before he can get to Marianne. Watch out, because if you want to get to June, I'm calling you June now. If you want to get to Jane, you got to get through her. And that's what God is calling us. Why do you think in the upper room, when they were in one accord, that all heaven came down? All heaven, fire came down. I'm going to preach this morning about fire. Fire. There's a fire in you that has not even yet come out. That fire is going to come out, and you are going to, ooh, God, words are going to flow like never before. It's going to be glorious. There's a fire on that man. Oh, burn. Would you agree with me? Yeah, he's agreeing with me. I'm good. I walked in, and I don't remember her from before. She said I should. But I walked in, and she was at the door, and she said, my name is Iris. And as soon as I got the name Iris, I saw tent pegs. Iris, stand up. I saw tent pegs. I'll give her a hand. God is extending your tent pegs. And how is it going to happen? You're going to love everything that moves in Jesus' name. And love is going to overcome a multitude of circumstance and situation in family and in my ministry and the whole deal. Tent pegs are going out in Jesus' name for her. Tent pegs are going out. You receive that? Okay, I'm happy again. You've been crying out to God and you've been saying, oh, you got to do it. And as soon as I saw her sitting here, I had that sense that indeed there's things that are going to be broken. You're going to see it happen. There's lives that are going to be changed. You've been crying out, excuse me, man, I don't usually smack people with my notes. Things are going to start happening, I tell you, over this next season, because you've been crying out. You're going to see it happen. There's change in the wind, in the forecast, in Jesus' name. For you, in Jesus' name. Give her a hand. As soon as I looked at her, the Holy Spirit said, you encourage her today, because she needs encouragement. Encourage her that indeed I'm going to work on her behalf. I'm going to move on her behalf, and she is going to see my glory come and affect people that she loves in Jesus' name. Whoa, does that make some sense? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, she's all messed up now. Reach out to her. Holy Spirit, I thank you for her. I thank you, Lord, for her heart. And I thank you, Lord, the circumstances mean absolutely nothing. Because you're going to come in and you're going to override the whole deal. Thank you, Lord, for her. I got to talk to you later, too. Just want to hear in Jesus' name. Isn't God good? Give the Lord another hand. I always tell the students, you be ready in season and out of season, because if I point to you, you're up. Isn't that cool? If I point to you, you're up. So they kind of know that they got to be ready, that they have to have the anointing. My desire is to see the gifts of the Spirit begin to come forth in the church in Jesus' name, the gifts of the Spirit. We're not into building kingdom in regards to our church. We don't have this training center because we're trying to build our church. We have this training center, and students come from all over Alberta, and they go back to their churches, and they bring fire to their churches. Because somebody once asked me, what do you do? And you just building your church? And I says, no. I have permission from our senior pastor. It's to send them out. Send them out to their churches or wherever it is. And they're going to be doing that. Some of them are for different places, and they're going back to those places, and God's going to use them in Jesus' name. Marley?
Shadadadama kishiti hoko kacharabahai. Katamatoko shikidabo. Kata de koki shakarabahai koto. Hey. For the Spirit of the Lord would say that I am for you and that I am not against you, that I am with you. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to build you up. I'm here to take you through the trials. I am here to take you through the rivers. I let my river overflow you. Let my river of love overflow you. Let my river of love overtake you. Because today I want to bring breakthrough into your life. I want to bring and position you for your destiny today. Today is a new day. Today is a new day for you. Don't look back to the things of the past, but look forward to the things that I have for you. Look forward to and have expectations of the things that I'm doing in your life and in and through you, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord another hand. Jane is coming up now. She's my intern. And this lady on the street is incredible. She has the gift to hug. She has the gift of hug. And I've seen it happen. Hug somebody at the bus station and they receive Jesus. You see, because it's not as much what you say, it's but what you carry. You see, I want atmosphere change. I want you to come to that point where you determine that when you walk in the room, the atmosphere is going to change because of the presence of God that's in you and on you. Is anybody with me on this side? I want to change atmosphere. I want it to be so, you know, and you might say, oh, you're just a little much. I hope so. I want to change atmosphere. I want to come into places and we don't have to say anything because Holy Spirit is on us to such an extent that indeed it's just going to... Oh, he's weird. I don't think so. I will not read about Peter's shadow and not be challenged. Close your eyes with me. Just put your hands out. I want you to realize how easy it is. Just receive. Receive, Holy Spirit. I don't care your stuff. I don't care your stuff. I don't care what you're going through. I don't know what care what your circumstance is. I don't care what your frustrations or difficulties are. All he's asking you to do right now is just receive him.
Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like.
There is an anointing that's available. That's a different voice. There's an anointing that's available to you today. I'm not just saying this. There's an anointing for you to receive today to take out of this place, to have greater strength to be able to stand, to fulfill your destiny. I know it. You see, I have no doubt. And I believe when you come through that fire tunnel, if you just determine in your heart that you're going to mix faith with me, with us, sorry, students, us, then the fire of God's going to come. And you guys, some of you know what this is all about, but I want you to know there's more that's available to us. And this has got nothing to do with religiosity. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's got something to do with the presence of God. And if my wife were to say something now, she'd say, why don't you get to preaching? You see, people are always pursuing something. Amen? They're always pursuing something. They're seeking ultimate purpose in life. There's always a pursuit. Some pursuits are noble. Some are empty and will have no, and it will have you disappointed. And then there is one that is unparalleled. It's eternal. And it's of supreme importance. And I believe after salvation, it is absolutely crucial that you grab a hold of this. It's the pursuit of knowing God. That's the pursuit for you and for me if you know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus today, you need to know him today. Come forward as we pray and we'll pray with you. I like what Leonard Ravenhill said. You never have to advertise a fire. Everyone comes running when there's a fire. Likewise, if one's church is on fire, you will not have to advertise it. Are you tracking with me tonight? See, I believe the community will already know. It's not to bring guilt or condemnation on anyone, but I tell you, we got to get fired up in Jesus' name. Yeah. Got to have it. In Luke 12:49, Jesus says, I come to send fire in the earth, and I wish that my task were already completed. And here Jesus refers to the burning zeal of the believer connected with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And he's referring to the zeal of the Spirit-filled believers. I do not apologize for excitement that I feel in my heart in regards to the presence of God this morning. All I can say is I got some, but I tell you, it's not good enough. I got to have more. So you just keep pressing. Are you pressing? Are you pushing? Are you crying out? Is there a cry in your heart? I pray for you today, that that cry starts welling up inside of you, and you come together, Pastor Al, and you'll begin to pray and to cry out and watch and see what God will do when the corporate cry begins to come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The corporate cry. We desperately need to pursue this. And today I'm going to provide an opportunity for you to come through the fire tunnel. We're going to lay hands on you. We believe in the doctrine of the laying on of hands, that when we lay hands on you, there's going to be anointing for you to receive. Not because of who we are in the flesh, but because of what we carry in the anointing in Jesus' name. And I don't apologize for that either, because we all need to have that. The anointing. The presence of God. I say it quite often. We're not meant to just barely make it. Have you talked to Christians sometimes? They come to church and say, I just barely make it. I mean, have you heard it like me? Just barely. You know what I want to do? I just want to lay hands on them. Not just barely making it, but overflowing it. I'm not saying that you're one of them, sorry. Not just barely making it. Church, it's time. I want to leave this with you as far as the challenge. Struggling with sin, a life of complacency. Oh. You and I were meant to burn. A life on fire for Jesus. Jesus is looking. He's looking for passionate believers. That's why I love hanging out with these people, because I tell you, the fire of God comes on them. Sometimes just the song of the Lord comes on them when we're worshiping, even in the training center. And for 45, 50 minutes, Hudama Sada, they start singing in the spirit. I'm just kind of like, whoa. Somebody even said the angels were around too, just kind of joining in. Coming in, the glory of God. Jesus has a continual baptism of fire ready to be poured out on you and on me. But I want you to decide today that in this place, that you just don't say, oh, time's up. That's enough. That you wouldn't do that. That you would say, never enough. I got to have the full deal. Got to have more of it. Raise your hand if you're with me. Do you feel the pressure of having to raise your hand, eh? I love reading Smith Wigglesworth, the great hero of the faith, that moved in extraordinary power and burned from the inside out, and multitudes were healed. We see healings in our ministry, but it's not enough. He believed that the presence of a man filled with God could bring conviction to sinners without even speaking a word. That's what Smith Wigglesworth said. Without speaking a word, it's just come into the room. I believe that's possible for you and for me. People would walk into his office and fall to their knees without a word said. They would just fall to their knees. Charles Finney, a revivalist, on many occasions, the presence of God changed the lives around him without a single word said. I'm trying to show you here, you don't have to preach, you don't have to say much, all you have to be is viral. Charles Finney walked into a cotton mill and came up to the first person, who was immediately overcome and burst into tears. In a few moments, nearly all the room was in tears, and it spread through the factory. And within a few short days, nearly all of the factory was saved. Hallelujah. And each one of us in this room, if you know Jesus, and by the way, if you have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, how about today? If you don't have it, it's a free gift. Freely receive it. Get it today. It's almost like a commercial, doesn't it? Get it today. It's available to you. You know, I did a bit of a study in regards to fire, and everything around God is like on fire. Supernatural activity in history is centered around the fire of God. Men and women who walked with boldness and power did so because they were baptized with the very presence and the power of God's fire. I want you fired. What is fire? Fire is simply the presence of God. Jesus said, I'm going to come and baptize you in the Holy Spirit and... Jesus said, I'm going to come and baptize you in the Holy Spirit and...
Fire.
His throne is a fiery flame. Daniel 7:9, I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was seated, and his garment was white as snow. I want to see all this. The hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. Everything around God is on fire. Do you not think that you should also be? Not complacency, not going through the motions. Not just going to church and saying, maybe I'm okay. I know that Holy Spirit's speaking to you. He is the God who answers by fire, and he is the God who came to send fire. It is those who surrender to the fire of the Holy Spirit that are the ones that see circumstances and situations changed. What's your stuff? What's your circumstance? Bring fire into the equation. God, you just spend time with God. I'm going to see that relative. Can't hardly wait to get there. Like the Apostle Paul says, I can hardly wait to get there to just impart into them in Jesus' name. I do that. I pray before we travel, and I say, oh, Lord, I can hardly wait to get to Red Deer. So I impart something. That's the way he wants you to live. I can hardly wait to get there. Got something for you. First Corinthians 2, 4, and 5, you know it well. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, I love it. I love what my commentary says from the Spirit-filled Bible. Any Bible that you have that isn't the Spirit-filled Bible, I don't know. I'm just kidding. The text reveals that leadership. Now listen.
The text reveals that leadership must contend in an era when the intellect is often more important than the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Whoa. Demonstration is either unsought or ridiculed. The early New Testament value system sought and was grateful for the Holy Spirit's power. And so such manifestation is a worthy pursuit and is an expectation as we declare God's word. Declare God's word and demonstration in Jesus' name. We demonstrated with an utterance in tongues and an interpretation. We called individuals out, and there was a prophetic flow, and I do believe that they were ministered to and they were touched by the Spirit of God. Demonstration. The word goes forth, but we've got to demonstrate. The Apostle Paul had it right on. He says, I don't come with you just kind of like with man's wisdom, but with the power of the Spirit of God. I'm just about done. So the preaching of the gospel must be twofold. I have not yet arrived in regards to the full manifestation. I probably never will, but I tell you, I'm crying out for more demonstration, more power. It has to be a lifestyle where you walk in and you say, there's only one thing that I'm satisfied about is I'm dissatisfied as far as where I am in my spiritual walk. I got to go higher. Say it with me. I got to go higher. Got to go higher. Got to go higher. This power comes so that people's faith is not based on man's wisdom, but on God. It results in healings. It results in signs and wonders. It results in the repentance. It results in salvation accompanied by the fire of God. We need the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our speech. And it will set people free. Grab it. Grab a hold of this. Anointing on your speech so that whatever comes out of your mouth. Jesus and the apostles, they showed by example. Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee teaching and demonstrating the kingdom with healing. Mark 6:12-13, so they went out and preached that people should repent, and they did what? They cast out demons. And anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. There's healing for you today. If you need a healing touch today, let us lay hands on you. Even as you come through that fire tunnel and you need a healing touch, receive it as where the anointing of God comes into you. Maybe you've never felt the presence of God. Maybe you've never felt the anointing of God. Well, step out and mix your faith with us and receive it as you come through the fire tunnel. It's your choice. It's your choice. Do you want it or not? We know it well. Luke 3:16, John answered, saying, I baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. There's a fresh baptism of fire for you today in this place. I get frustrated with some people. We were in a church just recently, and a guy was sitting in the corner of the church, and he had this look of death. Just kind of like, I says, hey, man, are you saved? He says, yeah. Oh, I just don't feel good about anything. I said, well, why don't you just start worshiping? Why don't you start pressing in? So I laid hands on him and just asked the Holy Spirit to touch him. He was in the back corner, so as we're worshiping, I go back every few minutes and lay hands on him again.
But halfway through the worship, all of a sudden he's standing up and he's got... Something was breaking. After the worship was over, he came up to me and he said, Pastor Tim, I haven't had an encounter like this since 1992. This was just a few months ago. I says, man, you cannot leave it that long. 1992. We need the presence and the glory every day. A.W. Tozer, this is how he said it. What I am anxious to see in Christian believers is the joy of finding... What I am anxious to see in Christian believers is the joy of finding God while at the same time they are pursuing Him. Don't you like it? I want to see in them the great joy of having God yet always wanting Him. The great joy of having God yet always wanting Him. And as we get a small taste of Him, it leaves us longing for more. It is completely satisfying, yet it makes us even more thirsty. That your thirst would just rise up right now. Your hunger. I'm not just talking doing church here. So in conclusion, go after God. Go after God with everything in you. Where you don't come to church and have a nap. But you just go, I've got to have it. To those who dare to draw close to experience intimacy with Him, He will download into you. Am I being too brass to say that possibly today that there's a download for you today in this place in Jesus' name? I don't think so. I think He is here for us today, and all He's asking for us to do is to engage with Him and to receive that which He has already placed in this place. Just grab a hold of it in Jesus' name to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Take a hold of the anointing that's available to you to fulfill all that God has for you. You've got dreams, you've got passions, you've got things that you want to see God do in your life. Receive the anointing that you might be able to fulfill every aspect of the calling that God has in your life. If you're at all with me today, can you say amen? Amen. Grab a hold of it. The students always have to say amen. Thank you very much. We were designed for this. We were made for this. I pray today that as you come through the fire tunnel, that you would encounter, determine in your heart that you're going to encounter. That you're going to encounter Him. And if you do, you will once again in a greater way come to know why you're truly alive in God. Just close your eyes again with me. Holy Spirit, prepare every heart right now. We're going to turn these lights off up here. I'm going to turn some music on, and it's going to be fairly upbeat. So as you come through the fire tunnel, it's okay just to do a little. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a commercial. This is a video promo in regards to the training center. And we do it wherever we go because we just want to let people know what it's all about. And I believe that these students will help you to better understand what the training center is all about.
I'm the director of Lighthouse Training Center in Lighthouse Church, Stony Plain, Alberta. We provide opportunity for people to flow in the gifts of the Spirit and provide practical opportunities for them to step out in faith. We run a 1- and 2-year program with a 3rd-year internship. We run a curriculum out of Redding, California, Bill Johnson's ministry, and in that we'll focus on a revivalist lifestyle, the prophetic, words of knowledge, evangelism, deliverance ministry. It's not just a classroom experience, though. It is also a practical experience, focusing a lot on street ministry and providing students an opportunity to step out in faith.
The school was awesome. It was just a real chance for the Holy Spirit to stir up the gifts that He'd put inside me and to awaken the dreams that were inside.
If you would have asked me that 3 years ago, I would have said, forget it, man. I'm not doing this. I'm not going on the street. I'm not going into a church. I've now been in the training center for 3 years, and I had to go back. It was only a 2-year curriculum, and I went for 3.
I knew I wanted to be stretched and activated in my gifts, but I wasn't really sure how. On the first day, we had to prophesy, and I was very surprised at how easy it actually was.
He showed me that He really wanted to speak to His people, and all He wanted me to do was open my mouth and let Him fill it.
If you ever want to come to a place where you can get activated, if you ever want to come, if you ever want to believe that you can be used by God to move in the gifts of the Spirit, if you ever wanted to know the worth that God has for you and the destiny, this is the place to go. We've seen salvations, we've seen healings, we've seen deliverances, we've seen the power of God just come and the power of love come on people. And
I'm actually being used by God and doing things that He wants, and knowing that you're making a difference in the people that you're ministering to.
I just felt like I came alive when I went out on the streets. And I realized I didn't have to be perfect to be used by God. I just had to be willing to be used. And it was awesome just to go out there and see how God could love people through me.
We've just learned to love. We've learned to become a culture of love.
I've gotten so much bolder this year and have become so much more free.
It's just put in me a greater desire to go deeper in God, to know His love more, and then to go out and pour that love.
The training center is just such a place of freedom and love, you know? I've found a family there, you know, people to support me and to not judge me no matter what.
It's a safe place. It's a good place.
1 year at the training center will change your life. It will open your eyes to the beauty of God and His power and change you into something you never thought you could.
You need to come. I promise that it'll be a life-changing experience for you. And don't let fear stop you. It's only one decision away.
Going to the Lighthouse School of the Supernatural is going to make you come alive. It's going to make the gifts of God come alive in you.
For more information, check out our website at lhpc.biz.
Give him a hand. Give him a hand. And my heart's desire is to see training centers begin to be established all through this province. I want you to stand with me. Would you take your right hand with me and put it on your heart? Holy Spirit, would you seal this to the hearts of the people so they don't just walk out of this place thinking, oh, I think that was a good message, but that it's there, it stays, it's sealed inside of you. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can remain standing. What we're going to do is this first song that you hear, you'll know it really well. I may even used it last year. We use it a lot. I want you to let this song activate you. Let the anointing come. And Larry, I think what we'll do is we'll set up two lines for the fire tunnel right in the middle here. So for everybody, I want you to, when this first song is over, I want you to begin to come through the back and come through the fire tunnel here, right through the middle. You'll be coming in my direction. Okay? Okay, just reach out and engage and let this song just minister to you and touch you, and then just mix faith with the students as they come through the fire tunnel. We're ready.